First Samuel chapter 7, verse 1. And the men of Kirjath-Jearim came and fetched up the ark of the Lord and brought it into the house of Abinadab in the hill and sanctified Eleazar his son to keep the ark of the Lord. And it came to pass while the ark abode in Kirjath-Jearim that the time was long, for it was 20 years. And all the house of Israel lamented after the Lord. And Samuel spake unto all the house of Israel, saying, If ye do return unto the Lord with all your hearts, then put away the strange gods and Ashtaroth from among you, and prepare your hearts unto the Lord, and serve him only. And he will deliver you out of the hand of the Philistines. Then the children of Israel did put away Balaam and Ashtaroth, and served the Lord only. And Samuel said, Gather all Israel to Mizpah, and I will pray for you unto the Lord. And they gathered together to Mizpah, and drew water, and poured it out before the Lord, and fasted on that day, and said there, We have sinned against the Lord. And Samuel judged the children of Israel in Mizpah. And when the Philistines heard that the children of Israel were gathered together to Mizpah, the lords of the Philistines went up against Israel. And when the children of Israel heard it, they were afraid of the Philistines. And the children of Israel said to Samuel, Cease not to cry unto the Lord our God for us, that he will save us out of the hand of the Philistines. And Samuel took a sucking lamb and offered it for a burnt offering holy unto the Lord. And Samuel cried unto the Lord for Israel, and the Lord heard him. And as Samuel was offering up the burnt offering, the Philistines drew near to battle against Israel. But the Lord thundered with a great thunder on that day upon the Philistines and discomfited them, and they were smitten before Israel. And the men of Israel went out of Mizpah and pursued the Philistines and smote them until they came under Beth-Kar. Then Samuel took a stone and set it between Mizpah and Shen, and called the name of it Ebenezer, saying, Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. And that's our text for tonight. Ebenezer, hitherto hath the Lord helped us. We'll come back to that in a moment, but let's turn again to the hymn book. Number 428, I to the hills will lift mine eyes, from whence doth come mine aid. My safety cometh from the Lord, who heaven and earth hath made. It's 428, we're not going to sing all of the hymn, we'll just have the first verse, the fourth verse, and the fifth verse, and the offering will be taken up as we sing this hymn. 428.
Thank you.
But just before we come to the Word of God, can I just mention a few brief announcements? Please remember the service on Thursday. O God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, our shelter from the stormy blast, and our eternal home. Father, we pray that during the remaining moments of this meeting, O God, may great glory be brought to thy name. Father, as we raise our Ebenezer tonight, Lord, we pray that thou will come, that thou will bless us, that thou will encourage us, that thou will put words in the mouth of the preacher. Lord, that thou wilt make the preacher's tongue to be a channel of blessing. Father, we are so weak. And Lord, we confess that we depend totally upon you. And so we pray that the Holy Spirit who inspired the Scriptures, oh, we pray that he will come and that he will be our helper. The Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Lord, bless us now, we pray, for we ask it in the Savior's name. Amen. Amen. I was greatly encouraged by the Queen's speech yesterday, and I'm sure that some of you, if not all of you, saw the Queen's speech. She, of course, was speaking about the authorized version, and she was speaking to the nation about the translation of the King James Bible 400 years ago. And I thought that it was tremendous to see the monarch of the nation pointing us back to the old sword. Or if I can put it like this, the real Bible. The real Bible. So there's a lot of Bibles around today and they're not the Bible at all. They're only so-called Bibles. But what an encouragement it was yesterday to see Her Majesty reminding us of the great heritage and the great blessing that has come to us as a people because of the authorized version. And she was, as it were, setting up a memorial yesterday. And she was marking the anniversary of the King James Bible. Well, tonight we've read of Samuel. And he too was looking back. He too was thanking God for his blessings in the past. And Samuel, like the Queen yesterday, was setting up a memorial to the Lord. And the memorial is found in verse 12. 1 Samuel 7, verse 12. Then Samuel took a stone and set it between Mizpah and Shen and called the name of it Ebenezer, saying, Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. Samuel rears up this stone. He sets up this stone and he dedicates it to the Lord. He ascribes the glory to the Lord. And Samuel, of course, is thankful for God's help in the recent past. Yes, he's looking back to many years previous to this. And he's casting his mind back to the years and to the centuries of Israel's history. But I believe that he's more concerned with the recent past. You see, in 1 Samuel 7, Israel faces opposition. The enemy comes to oppose the people of Israel. The Philistines go out to fight against Israel. And the Lord gives Israel a great victory. And immediately, as soon as the victory is won, then Samuel takes the stone and he sets it up. And he calls this stone Ebenezer, saying, Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. The Lord has given us the victory over the Philistines. And Samuel ascribed all the glory to the Lord. Well, friends, tonight, on the last Sunday night of the year, I want us to ascribe all the glory to the Lord. And I know that this year, being our 25th anniversary year, we have been thinking back 25 years and we've been praising the Lord and exalting His name because of His hand upon this congregation down through that period of time. But tonight, I don't want so much to focus on the last 25 years, but let's just focus on the past year tonight. And let's think about how the Lord has helped us and brought us through this year. And we want to say tonight, as we think back over 2010, oh, as a church, we want to say, Ebenezer, hitherto hath the Lord helped us. I want to consider some great texts of Scripture that use the word help. And I want us to approach our study tonight from that angle. The first text of Scripture that I would like to point you to is a very, very familiar one. And it's found in the Psalms, and it's Psalm 121. And I'm sure that you could almost quote this psalm without even having to turn to it. But let's just take the time to turn to it and to make sure that we consider every word, every syllable of this great psalm. Psalm 121, hopefully the lights will stay on long enough for us to read it. Psalm 121, but sure, if the lights go out, I could always light a candle. And remember that one of the greatest revivals that ever took place in the history of the church took place in a church where there was no electricity and where the preacher was reading a sermon with a candle. Of course, I'm referring to Jonathan Edwards. In 1741, Jonathan Edwards preached that great sermon, Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God. And he only had a candle. And he read every word of the sermon. Oh, a tremendous revival. But thank God we still have electricity. So let's read on while we have it. Psalm 121. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth. You see, friends, here, as it were, we can say, as we read these verses, we can say, looking back over 2010, the Lord has helped us with His power. With His power. Here we have in Psalm 121, we have His power referred to. And we have His power in creation referred to. The psalmist points us to the one who created the universe, and he encourages us to look to him for help. You know, as we have sought to maintain a witness in this church down through 2010, we have lifted up our eyes onto the hills, isn't that right? We've lifted up our eyes onto the great Creator. We've lifted up our eyes time and time again to the one who made heaven and earth. And of course, we've had many battles down through 2010. And I don't intend to go into them tonight because we don't have the time to do that. But we could talk about many battles that we've faced down through 2010. We as a congregation, we have been in the furnace of affliction. We have been in the heat of the battle. We have experienced the work of the enemy. But yet the great Creator has been on our side and He has helped us with His power. He has helped us by His power. And as we move out into 2011, thank God we can continue to lift up our eyes onto the hills from whence cometh our help. I want you to consider with me another great text of Scripture. It's found in Psalm 116. Psalm 116 and verse 6. Just back a few pages to Psalm 116 and verse 6. The Lord preserveth the simple. I was brought low and he helped me. Well, think about those words. I was brought low and he helped me. There's been times in 2010 when we've been brought low. As individuals and as a congregation, oh, there have been times when we've been brought low. There have been times when we've been down in the valley. Times of bereavement. Times of sickness. Times of discouragement. Times of great difficulty. And we were brought low. We were right down in the depths. But he helped us. The Lord helped us. The Lord has given us the grace. He's given us the strength that we needed. And we can say, like Paul tonight, having obtained help of God, I continue unto this day. Having obtained help of God, I continue unto this day. The great apostle, one of the greatest missionaries who ever lived, he could not continue without the help of God. Oh yes, the encouragement of the other believers was encouraging to him. It was a source of strength to him. But ultimately he depended on the help of God in order to continue his work. And without the help of God, he could not have continued. And friends, I'm sure that you would agree tonight that without the Lord's help, we couldn't have continued. When you were in your valley, when I was in my valley in 2010, it was only the Lord's help that brought us through. It was only his help that carried us through. We were in a position where we needed divine help. We needed help from heaven. We needed help from the sanctuary. And he gave us that help. Oh, the psalmist could say, I was brought low and he helped me. No doubt in 2011 we'll have our valley experiences. That's one thing that I'm certain about. I'm convinced about that. We're going to have our difficulties. We're going to have our battles. We're going to have our struggles with the world, the flesh and the devil. But whenever you're down in the depths, whenever you're right down in the valley, remember the Lord is your Ebenezer. I was brought low and he helped me. Turn with me to another text of scripture. It's Isaiah 49 and verse 8. Isaiah 49 and verse 8. Thus saith the Lord, in an acceptable time have I heard thee, and in a day of salvation have I helped thee. In a day of salvation have I helped thee. Oh, the Lord has helped us with his power. Psalm 121. Oh, the Lord has helped us with his presence. Psalm 116. But here in Isaiah 49, the Lord helps us with his pardon. The Lord has helped us with his pardon. Maybe you're in the meeting tonight and you were saved this year. God pardoned you this year. this year 2010 was the year that you were saved. You see, he helped you with his pardon. He is your Ebenezer. And you tonight, young Christian, just newly converted, you're just started on the narrow way. You're a babe in Christ, as it were. But you can say, Ebenezer, hitherto hath the Lord helped me. He has helped you with his pardon. And you know, every one of us can say that tonight, no matter when we were saved. Whether we're saved in 2010 or whatever year it was that we were saved, we can say, the Lord helped us with his pardon. The Lord pardoned us. Who is a pardoning God like thee? Or who has grace so rich and free? And thank God, he still helps with his pardon. He still helps by pardoning sinners. He's still our Ebenezer tonight. He's still the Ebenezer that we proclaim. He's still the one who is able to save the sinner. He's able to help them out of the miry clay. He's able to help them out of the horrible pit. And he's able to save lost souls. And even those who are his children, whenever they slip, he's able to lift them up again because he's their help. Oh, thank God, the Bible says that though a righteous man falls, yet will he not be utterly cast down, for the Lord is his helper. Oh, thank God that's true tonight. Even the Lord's people who feel him, thank God he's their Ebenezer. He's the one who is able to lift them up again. We've all failed. But then you learn from your failures, isn't that right? You learn from your mistakes. I think it was Chuck Swindoll who said he learned far more from his mistakes than he ever learned from his successes. He learned far, far more from the mistakes, from the failures, from the falls, than he ever learned from the successes. He learned far more when he was in the valley than he ever did upon the mountaintop. We learn from our mistakes. Oh, the Lord has a wonderful way of teaching us from the mistakes that we make. And I want to acknowledge tonight that in 2010, I have made many mistakes. I have no problem admitting that. But you know what my prayer is tonight? Lord, help me to learn from my mistakes. I want you to turn to one final text of Scripture. It's in the New Testament. It's a lovely text of Scripture. It's found in Mark chapter 9, verse 24. Mark chapter 9 and verse 24. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. Here was a man, here was a father whose son was demon possessed. His son was controlled by an evil spirit, and the evil spirit was holding him. The evil spirit was ruining his life. The evil spirit was destroying his body. The evil spirit was bringing him down to the pit of hell. And the young man could not break free. The enemy had such a hold on him. Yet this man did a very wise thing. This father did a very wise thing. He took the situation to Christ. And he comes to the Lord Jesus and he says, Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. Now that seems to be a bit of a contradiction. It seems to be strange. How is it that this man, first of all, says, I believe, and then he says, help mine unbelief? It's as if he's saying, Lord, I believe, but I don't believe. How would we describe this poor man? Well, we would say that he was weak in faith. That his faith was weak. Now, that's not an insult. Don't think that I'm insulting this man. Don't think that I'm ridiculing and criticizing this poor man. Because there's many times when I have to acknowledge that I am weak in faith. Here was a man, here was a father whose faith was just like a grain of mustard seed. It was so tiny, so small, but yet it was enough. You see, sometimes you hear preachers say, oh well, whenever you don't get answers to prayer, it's because your faith isn't strong enough. It's because you don't have enough faith. Well, if you ever hear any preacher say that, you'll know that it's nonsense. It's bunkum. You see, the important thing is not whether our faith is great. It's not great faith that the Lord is looking for, but it's faith in a great God. Faith in a great God. And even if it's just a faith as a grain of mustard seed, it's enough. Because He is great. And He is our Ebenezer. And this poor man comes to the Lord Jesus, comes in his distress and his fear and his heartache, and he brings the situation to Christ and he asks the Lord Jesus to help him. You see, this man, as it were, is coming to the Savior and he's saying, Lord Jesus, you're my Ebenezer. You're the one who can help me. Maybe tonight, you have a son and they are weighing upon your heart. Maybe tonight your son or your sons are breaking your heart because they're out on the mountains wild and bare and they're far from the tender shepherd's care. They're just like the boy in Mark 9. They can't break free. And maybe you say, well, Pastor, tonight my faith is so weak. I've prayed for my boy for years and there seems to be no change. And my faith is so feeble. But you see, the Lord is able to use your feeble faith. The Lord would say to you tonight, even though you think that your faith is so weak and it's so feeble, it's enough. And if you will just exercise that little tiny mustard seed of faith, that little tiny grain of faith, if you'll only place it in me, if you'll only place it in the great Ebenezer, then I will come to your aid and I will be your help. What happened to this son in Mark chapter 9, Verse 25, when Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, Thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him, and enter no more into him. And the spirit cried, and rent him sore, and came out of him, and he was as one dead, insomuch that many said, He is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand, and lifted him up, and he arose. The Lord helped with his person, by his person. You see, it was Jesus who personally helped this young man. It was Jesus who came to his aid. Jesus took him by the hand, he lifted him up, and he arose. Have we not experienced his help in 2010? Have we not experienced that personal help of the Lord Jesus? In situations that seemed beyond our control, but we brought it to the Lord in prayer. And the Lord Jesus Christ sorted the situation out. The Lord Jesus Christ resolved the situation as only He can do. Oh, He has helped us by His power. He has helped us by His presence. He has helped us by His pardon. And thank God He has helped us by His person. Ebenezer, hitherto hath the Lord helped us.